Blog Talk Radio. leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but think it for me two more times.
Thank you.
than silver or gold. The blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin because of the blood. That he did not owe. One came from his hands, his feet and his side. What more precious than silver or gold? Again.
you are to the pressure. Jesus, it flows to the lowest valley. Ooh, all the blood, all the blood, all the blood, all the blood. That gives me strength. Somebody said from day to day, it will never, 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 never lose its power. And it's not-
more. See, people, if you realize that you made some mistakes and the blood has washed away, someone ought to give God a shout.
Father, we pray today, God, that as We edify you and glorify you with this broadcast on today. Father, we pray that you would take the reins of it. God, and do with it what you will. Father, we are nothing more than just the stewards over a gift that you have given to us. So we pray today, God, that our sacrifices today, God, will be pleasing in thy sight, God, and be a sweet nectar unto your ears. God, let the hearts and the minds of those that are under the sound of our voices on today, God, be edified, changed, God, and strengthened. God, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God, we pray today, God, that word would bring them into salvation. God, that they will know you better for themselves. God, that your word, Lord God, that will be preached by the man of God, God, will cause a shift in the atmosphere and a shift in their lives and a shift in their mindsets, oh God. God, we pray today, God, that the strength of the Lord be on them now, God, because we understand, God, God, that you're in our weakest state. God, we are made strong through you. So we trust in you today and depend on you today and we lean on you today. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we give your name glory, we give your name honor, we give your name dominion, and we give your name power. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray, and the body of Christ said amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for lending me your hearts this morning. Our morning scripture will be coming from the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, 119 and 11, 119 and 11. And we're going to read the King James Version. And that says, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Good God from Zion. I could preach that all day. But I'm not going to leave that alone. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. That's our meditation of scripture for this morning. We also want to make sure that we acknowledge all of these great countries that are listening in. If you guys are new to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, let me help you. I take a pause for the calls. I do what they call a soapbox moment. So if y'all don't mind, just give me about 2 minutes of your life. Let me help you. Let me help you fortify your mind when it comes to the Word of God and how it's important that we as the gospel preacher, the one who carries His Word, the ones that are charged with the charge to do the work. Let me help you real quick. Watch this here. There are some of these countries that are listening in right now. Beautiful people that look for the Word of God by listening in on this broadcast, or wherever, in whatever time zone and whatever time that they're listening into this broadcast. But there are those that are in those countries that are listening in. Watch this here. If they're caught with a scripture, not a Bible, a scripture in their possession, what happens is they're taken and they're brought into the street and made a public example out of in front of their entire town or their entire region. They take them and some of them are executed in the streets. Some of them, their families are sold into slavery. Some of them, their wives and children are sold into work camps. And they make an example out of them because of the simple fact that they want to get closer to God. And here we are, as the blood-washed born believers here on U.S. soil. Watch what we do. Some of us did 2 and 3 services on yesterday. I was one of them. Free to listen to just whatever gospel music we want to listen to. To listen to our favorite preacher on YouTube. If these people are caught, watch this here. These people are made examples out of. But watch this here. This is what I want to charge you with as being the people of God. I want you to take the time out today. You may not remember every name that I call out, every country that I call out on today, but I want you to make it your business today to pray for our country and pray for these countries that are listening in. Because if you haven't been listening to the news, if you just been in passing in a conversation, there's been school shootings. A six-year-old would have taken a gun to school. Come here, let me help you. That prayer is needed. Prayer needed to be put back in, not only just in the school, but prayer needs to be a part curriculum in school. Come here, let me help you. Prayer even for your part in the curriculum in school. We need to teach God. I got what he's trying to go here. We need to teach them how to pray. Well, you know that scripture that says pray without ceasing. That needs to be a come here, let me help you. That needs to be a part of your agenda. Watch this here. Let me help you real quick. The Alpha House International, we're getting ready to launch an initiative to start doing some things in the school. So I reach out to all of my preachers, all of my brothers, all of my ministerial staff, all my ministerial brothers that are listening in. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to initiate the exact same thing. Let us adopt a school and start putting this thing into position, into place, so we can start interceding and praying. And as you intercede and pray for these countries, watch this here. Watch what God's going to do. God's going to heap hot coals on the head of the God, help me right through here, through the man that have rule over them, and they're going to change their life. They're going to change their mind. They're going to change how they handle things. Amen? Because we have put into there, we have put our request made, request known unto God, and he's going to fulfill our request. So let us make that our business. Let's make that our charge on today to pray for these great countries. That's my soapbox moment, and I thank y'all for lending me hearts for that moment of time that we shared just now. But I want to make sure that we acknowledge all of our countries. We're so excited. It seems like every other month we're adding another country on to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Man, God is so amazing. God is so good that we're able to share this gospel across this great country. And we want to say to all of those missionaries, all of you ecclesial workers over in these other countries, we're praying for you. All of the pastors and apostles established churches in those countries. We want to let you know, here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you are always constantly on our minds, our hearts, and our lips, because we're constantly praying and interceding for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you, that you will not only make a shift and a move in that country, but there's a change that shall come because of your work that you're doing. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. God is amazing, and he will do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen. So let us acknowledge those great countries. We have Canada. We have the United States. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France, Japan, South Korea, Ireland, India, Portugal, the Netherlands, Italy, and we just added on Thailand, and we just added on Romania. So we want to say thank you to all of our great countries that are listening in. We appreciate you, love you, and watch this here. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen? Amen. So listen, guys, listen real close. We're going to go ahead on, and we're going to introduce our speaker that's going to come on today. Listen, I can't hold the man of God any longer. I want to make sure I have the right one. Hold tight. Let's go to a real quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
That silver or gold, the blood that set me free, it came from a life of sin and tragedy. I'm born again, free from sin because of the blood. He paid the debt. Silver or gold, the blood that set me free.
of the blood. Amen. Amen. Ricky Dillard and the Ricky Dillard choir, because of the blood. Listen, I cannot hold the man of God any longer. He is on. He is with us on this morning. So I want to give him as much time as he needs on this morning to come and share. He's been on the broadcast before, and man, I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed by this great man of God. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Pastor Maurice Maguda. Man of God, go ahead and bless the people.
Good morning, Apostle. Great to be on the line this morning, on the Worldwide Connection on this morning. This week is considered as the Holy Week. And in order for this to be the Holy Week, it's got to be some holy people that is going to be some doing some praying. I encourage all of us today during this week as we're leading up to resurrection. And I agree with you that Sunday is not about Easter. It's not about eggs. It's not about a bunny. It's about our Savior who was crucified and risen on the third day morning. That's what we celebrate. Shame, I'm going to say this and somebody going to get mad, but I don't care. Shame on a church that would have an Easter egg hunt one day and then talk about the crucifixion and the resurrection on the next day. We cannot confuse the people. We got to stick with the program. It's about the resurrection of our Christ. It is about the resurrection of our Christ. And so I encourage all of us to be in tune with this week. I'm telling you. And the good news is that our Christ is not dead, but yet he is alive. He is alive, and we have direct access to him to call on his name whenever we want to call on his name. I don't know how you feel about that, but I am excited that the God I sing about, the God I shout about, the God I praise, the God I preach about, he is not dead, but yet he is alive. He is alive today, my brothers and my sisters. Whatever you may be faced with today, he is alive. Whatever you need, he's alive to hear and answer your prayer. He is with us on this day, on this Monday morning. He is with us. And he's not just with us today, but he's with us every day, all day. It's how you deal with it on your personal life. I'm telling you, I'm excited this morning that this Sunday is what we call Resurrection Sunday morning. That on that day that our Christ got up out the grave and left the grave clothes in the grave and walked out that grave with all power in his hand. I'm excited about that. Lord knows I can't wait to preach that Sunday. He is not dead, but yet he is alive. He got up. The angel came and rolled the stone away, made devils and demons out of a lie, and got up. Not only did he get up, but he left the grave clothes in the grave. I just want to say something about that. Some of us are walking around with grave clothes on. We look dead, we talk dead, we act dead, but I need some folk that are alive that left their grave. Not only did he leave the grave clothes, but if you dig into the text, it say, and he folded it neatly and left them in the grave. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I need to tell somebody, if we're going to talk about this resurrection, it is time for you to leave your grave clothes in the grave, because dead stuff need to hang out with dead stuff. And I am not a person that is dead, but yet I'm alive. And I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for what he is doing in the life of the believer during this crucial time in our world. The light still shines in the midst of darkness, because why? He's alive. He's alive, y'all. He's alive. He's alive. And I'm excited. And because he is alive, I'm alive. And because I'm alive, anything that is connected in my circle got to be alive. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You got to be alive. You got to be alive and know that Christ is alive. And as we celebrate this week, we ought to reflect back how God took our past, our present, and our future sins and nailed them to a cross. And not only did he nail them to the cross, but the Bible says he threw our sins in the sea of unforgetfulness and to break them up no more. Now, let me tell you what that sounds like to me. That every sin I've done, my past, my present, and my future sin, he took them and nailed them to a cross. And he is not like we are. He don't throw in our face our sins we have done. No, because they don't come up no more. He don't talk about them. He talk about let's get past all this and get to the future because our Christ is alive. And thank God this morning, Apostle, that Christ is alive. That's all I got to tell y'all this morning, that he's alive. He's alive. Every church that is open in the name of the Lord ought to be set on fire on this weekend as we celebrate the resurrection of our Christ. And I thank God for what he is doing in the life of every believer. Why others are calling on other gods who cannot hear, we can call on our God because we know he's alive. He's alive. A matter of fact, somebody checked the grave in the Holy Land and said when they walked in, it was an empty tomb because he is alive. And I thank God that he's alive. He's alive this morning. And because the old hymn writer says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And all doubt has been shattered because he lives. He lives. He lives today, y'all. Christ Jesus lives today. Praise his holy name. Mm-hmm. He's alive. He's alive this morning, y'all.
Amen. You still going? Because I ain't going to stop you if you still going, Doc.
Oh, come on in, man.
Look, I was so excited. I was sitting and I was scrolling through social media, and they began to give the history of Easter, and they started to talk about it's a pagan holiday and how the pagan holiday, how I forget the goddess name, but she came down into the earth as in an egg. And when she came down, she had a breast out. We grown folk on this radio broadcast. We grown. She had a breast out, and when she had a breast out, she was supposed to be the goddess of fertility. And she had a breast out, and when she did that, she took a dove and turned the dove into a bunny rabbit, and that's where they get this philosophy about Easter. So we got to, one of the most important things we got to realize is this, watch this here. We got to learn what we celebrate. God help me, we got to learn what we celebrate, because if we start to celebrate stuff in that manner and in that way, because what we don't realize is we invite devils and demons into our children's lives when we don't give them the full understanding of
there
what Easter and all this other stuff means.
Yeah.
And then we try to figure out why they run around acting like a monkey, a dog, and a fool all at the same time. Because we just sit there and we open up a door for them, come here, let me help you. Let me bless you to your best place, put you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. Watch this here. We got to be mindful, because if we're not mindful, what we'll wind up is, we'll wind up fighting demons that we don't know nothing about, that we'll let come into our own house.
Yeah.
That's what our biggest issue is. Our biggest issue is, see, the body of Christ, watch what the body of Christ needs to start learning how to do. We need to start learning how to intercede in the spirit. I love what you said, that we cannot preach, celebrate Easter and then preach about Jesus on Sunday.
Yeah.
The next Sunday. You can't do it. And I know this is a very taboo conversation, because there's a lot of preachers that are listening in. There's a lot of men. There's a lot of people that are listening that will be celebrating Easter on Sunday and not celebrate Resurrection Sunday. They're going to celebrate Easter. And see, they'll try to correlate those two together. The Bible says, how can bitter and sweet flow out the same fountain?
Mm-hmm.
We can't muddle the water. We can't muddle the water. Now, I didn't mean to jump into your conversation. I just you messed around there and said something that worked for me.
Well, Apostle, so, we have to do is, what we're going to have to learn how to do, we're going to have to stick with what the scripture says and not because of what the world is doing. And what we have done mm-hmm. is we brought the world into the church. And we got to stick with what we believe. And what we believe is that the Christ we sing about, we shout about, we dance about, we got to let the people know that he is not dead, but yet he is alive.
Yeah.
How you going to talk about a resurrection Christ, but then talk about a bunny with some eggs? That has nothing to do. The bunny didn't wake me up. The bunny didn't give me another opportunity. It was the Christ that walked out of a grave with all power in his hand. And because he has been resurrected, every Christian, every believer has been resurrected with our Christ.
Right. Right.
I call this weekend the Christian holiday. This is the Christian holiday.
Yeah.
Because our Christ is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are going to be off from work on this Friday because they call it, Good Friday? I think every day is a good day to me. I don't care what y'all, I think every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day to be off. Yeah.
So we're going to have to get it together.
And one of the things too I love about it, watch what I'm learning. This is what I'm learning, Pastor. I'm learning this too, that our ideology, you know, we have to be careful. We have to be careful because I use a term, and when I use the term, people misconstrue the term. So I have to give them. To begin the definition of it. I tell them, I say, I'm out of BS. Biblical stupidity. Biblical stupidity. Because what we have done is we have taken this word, man, and made it so comfortable for it to fit into the lives of those that are in sinful places, and we don't give them the whole role. We don't give them the whole rhyme and reason for scripture and the whole rhyme and reason for what we do. And what I've learned is some stuff is just tradition.
Right.
It's not biblical.
Yes.
It's traditional. It's not biblical. And the Bible says
like
this. He said, all that is speaking is not lawful. Just because it feels good, you won't, I'm gonna get in trouble, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Just because it feels good, just because your predecessors did it, does not make it right. If it does not fit biblically into your life, it should not be done.
I agree.
And we try, and listen to me real close, people of God. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I'm not trying to be funny. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Let me bless you till you bless face, push you till your purpose, guide you till your destiny. Let me give you something real quick. You do know that you can sin without knowing that you can sin. That's the sin of omission and the sins of commission. The sins of commission is the sins that we do on our own. Sins of omission is sins that we have to omit that we know. And when you pray to God, you say, Lord, give me the ability to be able to see what I've done and the things that I don't understand. This is your sins of omission. Father, forgive me for anything I've done that I did not realize I did. If I spitefully used someone, took him something for my own gain, if I spoke a word out of context, if I've done anything that was displeasing into your sight. See, because what we don't realize is, if we don't learn how to talk to God biblically, We're going to miss some stuff. We still on Resurrection Sunday. We still on biblical principles. We still on biblical principles. We still talking about God. We still talking about what God gonna do. We still doing what we do. You know, we still talking about doing what we gonna do. And we know that God is able to do what He said He's gonna do. You know, so we have to learn how to trust in God, even though we don't see what we need to see or hear what we need to hear. Because sometimes what we wind up doing is we wind up missing what God is telling us to do. We wind up missing what God was telling us to do. For some odd reason, I don't know why. I know this ain't nobody but the devil. I know I set the time on here for an hour or 2 hours, and this thing is telling me that I have 90 seconds left. Pastor Maurice, go ahead on, man, and I want you to share your last point with us, and then, man, we're going to go ahead on, and we're just going to pray out on the broadcast. I don't know exactly what happened. People are going to forgive us for this mistake, but y'all go ahead, Pastor Maurice.
All right, let me add this, because you said something that brought something to mind. Remember, when we were in the pandemic, I actually sat down and re-examined our church structure. And what I discovered was half of the stuff that we do on Sunday morning has nothing to do with God, but it has everything to do with what we want. So what I had to do is get back, refocus on what God wants to do instead of what I want to do. And when you refocus yourself and get back on track with God, God will show you some things that which you need to be on track with. And so today, I want to challenge all of us on today that during this week of this Holy Week, re-examine your life, re-examine the people you deal with, re-examine the whole thing and say, Lord, I want to get back on track with you. And let me tell you, our God is so loving and kind and forgiving that He will get you back on track. And today, that's the challenge for the week, is to get back, refocus, and retract yourself back with God. Refocus and retract yourself back with God and get back on track with the Lord. In my closing, I want to share this, if I can, Apostle. I'm shifting to another atmosphere that is almost a burden in my spirit. And I want to share this. I need for every person to pray for pastors across this nation. There's so many pastors, I mean, there are quite a few pastors that I know of personal whom the devil is attacking in the area of health and trying to silence their voices. I need us to pray for pastors across this nation who is affected one way or another in the area of health. Our health is important, and I'm asking us to please pray for preachers across this land and country. And I'm done, Pastor.
Amen, preacher. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and just pray out. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. As soon as Pastor Maurice finished with the prayer, well, I'll come back, and I want to share and just tell you guys thank you after you pray. Amen. Pastor Marvin, speak in.
Okay. Gracious Master, we come this morning, Lord. We ask that Thou would just hear our humble prayer on this morning. Lord, we first ask for forgiveness of sin right now and that Thou would have mercy upon us even right now. Father, we pray right now for every pastor that You have called that's been affected in the area of health. Lord, touch their bodies, touch their mind, touch their voices, that they may have a voice during this holiday season to talk about the resurrection of our Christ. Lord, we pray right now that You move by Your power and move by Your spirit. Lord, touch even right now. If I ever lift up a man, a woman of God on today, Lord, today is that day that I pray for men and women of God across our nation that need a touch just from you. We bind diseases. We bind cancer. We bind everything right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you, and we ask you to bless the remainder of our day. Let it be a day of joy and peace and happiness on this day. Lord, we bless your name even right now. Father, I pray for my brother who speaks boldly every Monday on this broadcast. Bless his efforts, bless his church, bless his wife, bless his family. I speak blessings all over his life right now. Let the favor of God just move in his life right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now, any one of you guys that are under the sound of our voices, our listening audience, our ones that are listening overseas, if you desire to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you know we have three simple ways that you could do that. And the first way is you could go to your Cash App, your Zelle, or even your PayPal. And that Cash App for you to sow in is $WGC2020. And again, that's $WGC2020. You can also go to PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwidegc. And that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And the Zelle is 832-816-7997. Again, that's 832-816-7997. You can go to your Zelle to Cash App that way as well. So please make sure that you make your first payable. Now, just that you sow into this broadcast, I want to know something real quick. Those of you all that sow into the broadcast, you sow into a ministry that we don't, not only do we preach this across the gospel of Jesus Christ across the nation through the broadcast, but also use those monies to go and we help the homeless. We do issues out into the homeless, and that's what we're getting ready to do. We're going to go into the communities and the neighborhoods. We're going to be able to support, help get some of those things that they need, the personal things that they need. Some of the homeless people that's here in the Houston area, they deal with a lot of things. So, man, we want to get packages together and get those things up and start sharing, giving those things out, personal hygiene and change of clothing and places where they can get themselves cleaned up and get them a shower and all that good stuff. So we're actually literally, in 2020, we're going to do some great things. Any preacher that knows when you do great things, you're going to need some finances. So we want to implore you that you know that the money that you sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection is used in correlation with helping the community and helping get all those things going. And it also helps to keep the boss guys alive and afloat. Amen. So make your gifts payable to any one of those ways to sow. Again, that's the Cash App, the Zelle, or the PayPal. You can go there and you can sow in that manner. Now, those of you all that are under the sound of our voice, if you do have a church home, listen, there are great churches that the Maurice Church was on, Wayne Street, Christian Life Family Church. You could go. You could go there. We have the Abba House. You could join us at the Abba House. You could go and click on our house page and see where we are as far as our location as well. Make sure, ladies and gentlemen, again, make sure that you connect with us. Listen, one of the worst things you can do is have an opportunity to receive Christ and you die not knowing Christ. I'm going to say that again because it'd be self-flipping. The worst thing to do is to have the opportunity to know Christ and you die and not know Christ. We want to assume that to you. Find you a church home. Come here, let me help you. Find you somewhere to worship. My mission is to reach as many lost souls in my lifetime that I can. That's my mission, to introduce you to Christ, to introduce you to who Jesus Christ is. the born again, the risen Savior, the one that once was dead is now alive, the one that gave his life, the one that now sits at the right hand of the Father. That's the Jesus I want to introduce you to. That's my life's mission, to introduce as many people in my lifetime to introduce you to Christ. Watch this. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's not complex at all. Only thing you have to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9. So that's your opportunity to give your life to Christ. And we pray today that you receive him. It's real simple. Just lift your hands where you are. Lift your hands where you are. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go, Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are under the sound of our voices right now, God, that needs a Savior, that desires to be saved, Father, we pray for those right now under the sound of our voices. Father, we pray that you move like only you know how, touch only like you know how, shift only like you know how. God, you know every issue and circumstance that goes on in their life. God, I ask that you would come in and take complete and total control over their situation and over their life. Put your hand of mercy and grace over them and let them know that even in this, you are yet God and you are yet God all by yourself. And beside you, Father God, there is no other. Father, and we thank you in advance for peace, grace, love, and wisdom. For it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being, and we cannot do anything without you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for partnering up with us. Thank you for connecting with us. And I'll pray again. If something was said, something was shared on the day that blessed you, gave you some clarity, gave you some strength in a way that will not only bless your life, that caused you to see God in a different light. Because some of us struggle with our relationship with God. Some of us struggle. I'm gonna be honest. I was one of the ones that struggled. I had a praying grandmother. I had preachers in my family. I had all that. But I still struggle with my relationship with Jesus Christ. So I pray that today was an opportunity for you to see something that you wouldn't normally saw, hear something that you wouldn't normally heard, something that you wouldn't normally feel, and cause a shift in your life. Okay? Amen. God bless you. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And remember, you can always tune in right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection and be a part of what we do here on Mondays and Thursdays. We're also actually working on trying to add some more services in. We kind of scaled back a little bit because of the pandemic, but we're going to go into high gear. We're going to shift some things around, and you guys are going to hear more about the Worldwide Gospel Connection, more of the things that we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We pray that we try to get some more greater feedback on some things that we're doing. And we love and appreciate you so, so very much. And we look forward to you connecting with us and connecting to what we're working on right here on the World Gospel Connection. God bless you, love you, and appreciate you. And know that there ain't nothing that you can do about it. Y'all have a fantastic day. God bless you.
EC, so baby mama, you already know though, check it out, hey,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here, I say forever, let's just be clear, I'ma be loving you, I'ma be loving you, everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear, I'ma be loving you, I just wanna show you that it's earth.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word.
I'ma kick this thing clear, that's for sure. Well,
they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you all my life.
Never change my mind. Never done the love of God.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here.